Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's February 24th, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, why had the spirits from Ellsworth, Maine, so determined to restore God's power there, to establish his earthly residence there?
Alora, it is a sad thing to lose God's glory, to lose that glory that was supposed to make you a wondrous thing among God's people. The people of Ellsworth, the spirits in Maine, want that glory back. You were driven out of Ellsworth by a homosexual minister and an ignorant police officer that really didn't know how to do her job and mistreated people. And the spirits in Ellsworth want to regain what they had before. The position that they had before. They were supposed to be God's glory. They were supposed to be the wonder to the world. The people in Maine were supposed to publish your books and begin the movement that would change the world and make wondrous and glorious things and take your people to the stars. And the people of Maine want that back, Alora. They want to be that again. They want the glory that was intended for them. That's why they're striving so hard to reach their brothers and sisters, to make the people understand that you are God's servants and that they should support you. This is why, Alora, they are striving so hard. They want God's glory back. They want to undo the things that were done wrong and make them right and bring you back to Maine. We hope they succeed. We don't think there's much hope of it, but we would like to see them succeed, Alora. We would like to see them raise their people and win back the place that they were supposed to have. It would be wonderful indeed.
I hope it works out too, Nazarene.
Sometimes, Alora, all we have is hope, but with God, sometimes that's all you need.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Polly. If you like science fiction books in which the past turns out a little bit differently than you know it should be, you will like Confederate Victory by Speaker Gerald Polly. You can check it out online at voicesfromspirit.com/cv/links.htm. I'm sure you really enjoy it. And best of all, it's free. We're back. Nazarene, as you know, tomorrow night well-known lesbian Ellen DeGeneres will be hosting the Academy Awards show. What do you and the Kingdom of God think of this?
What do I think of this, Alora? We prepared an ad in the hopes that we could get it on the radio stations and tell people what I think of this. We want the people of God not to listen to this show. We want them to boycott it. We want people to stay away from it. We don't want people to watch it. We want to send a message to ABC that when they put perverts on shows, that when they put people on shows that are sodomizing women and children and destroying their souls, the people aren't going to put up with it. And we desperately need to send this message, Alora. ABC is one of the better networks. It has saved the Kingdom of God. The power that it has been sending the Kingdom of God in the last few years has been the only thing that has been keeping the Kingdom of God going. But they cannot do things like this, Alora. They cannot have this degenerate person hosting a major show and strutting her stuff and showing the world how great she is. She is a creature of darkness, deceiving the people into thinking that she is a creature of light fighting for people's rights. And she is terrible, Alora. She is a terrible, terrible person because she knows what she is doing is destroying women's souls, but she just doesn't care. All she cares about is her perverted lust. And this is wrong. It's very, very wrong. Don't watch the Academy Awards. We beg people, don't watch them.
What about Jimmy Kimmel's special after the awards, Nazarene? Is that okay?
Yes, Alora, we're hoping that Jimmy will be able to report that there was a drastic drop in viewership and ABC is really upset.
We'll be back again.